A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yastaftunak qulillahu yuftikum fil kalalah. Ini imru'un halaka laysa lahu waladun wa lahu ukhtun falaha nisfu ma tarak wa huwa yarithuha in lam yakul laha walad fa in kanat ithnatayn falahuma ath-thuluthan mimma tarak wa in kanu ikhwatan rijalan wa nisaan falidh-dhakari mithlu hadhil unthayayn yubayyinu Allahu lakum an tadhillu wallahu bikulli shay'in 'alim. Sadaqallahu al-'adhim. This is the 176th verse of Surah An-Nisa, or the last verse of Surah An-Nisa. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he was ill and sick, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had come to visit him. At the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to visit him, he was in a state of unconsciousness. He said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed wudu, and after that wudu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sprinkled the water of the wudu upon him and he gained consciousness. Then he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I am such a person, I am a kalala. Now in its literal sense, kalala means a weak, a feeble person. But in the terms of the Sharia, it refers to a person who has neither any ancestors, no parents, no grandparents, no descendants, no children, no grandchildren. So how would my estate be divided? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't respond immediately. And then thereafter this verse was revealed, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited this verse to me. So one begins to wonder then that we discussed the various discussions with regards to the Yahud and the Nasara. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this verse at the end of the surah, and how all of this ties up together. So let us discuss this verse, and then we will put all of this together and understand the beauty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, yastaftunak, they seek a decree from you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْقَلَالَةِ. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the decree to you with regards to the kalala, to a person who neither has any ascendance or descendants. إِنِ امْرُؤٌ هَلَكَ لَيْسَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. If a person dies, he has neither children, and in this case, no ascendants, no parents, and he has a sister, either a blood sister from his mother and father, or from his father. From his mother, we had done earlier in the surah, فَلَهُ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. Then that sister will inherit half of what he leaves behind as his estate. وَهُوَ يَرِثُهَا إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهَا وَلَدْ. And in the opposite case, that if she had died and he would inherit from her all that she had left behind, if she did not have any children or no parents. فَإِنْ كَانَتَ اثْنَتَيْنِ. However, if they were two sisters, فَلَهُمَا الثُّلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكْ, then those two sisters will inherit two-thirds of what he leaves behind. وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةً رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً. But if they were siblings, male and female, فَلِذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, then the male will inherit double of what the females would inherit. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَضِلُّوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, makes clear, elucidates for you so that you do not go astray. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has knowledge over all things. Now, when we look at this verse, at the very initial stages of the surah, Allah ta'ala spoke about inheritance. Allah brings this to the end of the surah to show the importance of it and also the difficulty with regards to inheritance, the importance of it. Allah ta'ala divided it over the entire surah to embed in our hearts and our minds that importance that it has to be abided by. Together, Allah ta'ala brings it in this part of the surah that the ayat before this, Allah ta'ala said, those who brought iman and they hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, look at the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A person who is ill, sick, he loses consciousness, but yet he will hold on to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kitab. He will hold on to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And even in that case, that state, weak, physically, mentally, but he has not lost his iman, he will still find out the decree from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With regards to the Yahud and the Nasara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is such that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in such that they would take the decree from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowing full well that he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would wait for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give the decree. They did not believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would not believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will formulate the rule and the law from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam side. And lastly, some few verses before, the Yahud came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they made this demand that why a kitab was not revealed to him like how the Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a one shot revelation. Here Allah ta'ala demonstrates that there were occasions in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam where sahaba required a decree at a particular time and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed it on that particular occasion. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.